Welcome to Media Minutes, a weekly review of news related to media and democracy. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
This week, Media Minutes looks at five of the top stories of 2008. The fight for a free and open internet took a big step forward at the FCC in August. In a landmark decision that was called a bellwether case for the future of the internet, a bipartisan majority at the agency forced Comcast to stop blocking and publicly disclose its method for interfering with lawful internet traffic. Comcast blocked legal peer-to-peer content by sending fake signals that cut off the connection between file sharers. The FCC vote followed a months-long investigation launched in response to a legal complaint filed by Free Press and Public Knowledge. The FCC held a series of hearings on Comcast's blocking, including one at Harvard University, where the company was caught paying people to fill up seats and crowd out the public. The August decisions was the first time the agency had taken action to protect users' rights to access the internet content of their choice.
Throughout 2008, the FCC turned out some major decisions for wireless broadband and the internet. As the year began, speculation about the auction of a prime slice of the public airwaves, called the 700 megahertz spectrum, reached a fevered pitch. Public interest groups were cheered when the FCC issued requirements that a portion of the prized spectrum must be open to any phone or device. But their celebration was short-lived when Verizon won the auction in March with a $9.4 billion bid. AT&T was the other big winner in the auction. By allowing the dominant phone companies to gain an even bigger wireless footprint, the FCC wiped out a chance to create meaningful competition for wireless broadband. Prospects brightened in November, however. Bucking pressure from broadcasters, the wireless phone industry, and wireless microphone companies, the FCC cleared the way for new technology to use empty TV channels known as white spaces to connect millions to the internet. New devices using what's been called Wi-Fi on steroids could be on the market in the next 18 months.
In April, the New York Times uncovered a shocking scheme in which the Pentagon spread favorable views of the Iraq War by recruiting and planting military analysts in the nation's news media. While these ex-military officers were being coached by the Pentagon and simultaneously consulting for military contractors, they appeared as allegedly independent military analysts on every major cable and broadcast network. Not only did the networks fail to disclose their conflicts, but after the Times expose appeared, they failed to cover that story and continued to employ many of the same analysts. Still, more than 100,000 letters were sent to Congress demanding an investigation, and the House voted in May to outlaw the Defense Department from spreading propaganda to the American public. That news didn't get covered by the major networks either.
Dozens of journalists from independent and mainstream publications, including Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! And a photographer from the Associated Press, were arrested trying to cover protests outside the 2008 Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, in September. Journalists were roughed up by police officers, detained anywhere from several hours to several days, and had their equipment and film confiscated. Though largely ignored in the round-the-clock convention coverage, thousands of people still deluge city officials with calls and emails demanding the journalists be released. After activists converged on City Hall to deliver more than 50,000 petitions, the journalists were let go and all charges were dropped. However, calls for an investigation into preemptive raids before the convention and the targeting of the media have gone unheeded.
In 2008, grassroots media activists across the country hit the ground running to educate and organize for changes to our media system. Grassroots activists are sharing winning strategies and connecting media issues to social justice through innovative projects like New York's People's Production House and partnerships like Magnet, the Media Action Grassroots Network. After the FCC passed rules gutting media ownership limits in the waning days of 2007, media reformers turned up the heat on Congress, prompting a Senate vote to overturn the FCC's actions. Public access television producers got organized and brought their concerns to Washington, catching the attention of Congress, and in states like Illinois, where the Attorney General is investigating the mistreatment of community television channels by AT&T. Community radio advocates built new stations from the ground up and collected more than 100 co-sponsors in Congress to support the Local Community Radio Act, a bill that would create thousands of new low-power FM radio stations. This legislation, promoted by the tireless advocates at the Prometheus Radio Project, could finally become law in 2009.
To hear these stories and many more from 2008, go to the Media Minutes archives at freepress.net/mediaminutes.